Breaking with long-standing policy, organizers of the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade say they will allow a gay group to march under its own banner next March 17th. WNYC's Ilya Meretz reports this could be the end of a quintessentially New York culture wars controversy.
The first, last, and only time that lesbian and gay people openly marched in the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade was in 1991. Mayor David Dinkins had persuaded a skeptical, staunchly Roman Catholic organizing committee to allow a group called the Irish Lesbian and Gay Organization to join in. Activist Brendan Fay was there. He said it was a wonderful but also horrible experience.
I'll never forget the screams of some groups along the way, the hate, the prejudice that people openly expressed.
Someone even hurled a beer can at Mayor Dinkins, who was marching with the Irish gays. The group was not invited back, and Fay lost his job teaching theology in a girls' Catholic high school. Every year since then, mayors and governors have faced a choice: march in the parade and risk insulting lesbians and gays, or refuse to march and upset some Catholics. St. Patrick's Cathedral, that fortress of Irish Catholic identity, is now undergoing extensive renovations. Stephen Keaton, a stonecutter from Tipperary, expressed what you might call befuddled indifference about the decision to include gays next year.
If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
It's a religious parade, basically.
This is Paul Walsh, also a stonecutter and also Irish.
Isn't the St. Patrick's Day Parade a religious parade?
I personally don't care if they march or not, personally.
Would I get a pint? I don't care.
For Brendan Fay, the activist who marched 23 years ago, beer is, of course, beside the point. He felt overjoyed when he first heard the news about the parade. But that feeling soured into disappointment when he learned that only one gay organization, from NBC, which broadcasts the parade, was invited in 2015. Other lesbian and gay groups will have to wait one more year to apply. Still, Fay says, after almost a quarter century, it's satisfying to see gays finally included in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.